I'm Alex Albashon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A bill to establish charter schools in Alabama was signed into law yesterday by Governor Bentley. The Alabama legislature gave its final approval to the bill on Wednesday after several hours of contentious debate at the House of Representatives. Republicans call the bill a session priority, saying that the schools will spark innovation and provide education choices for families. Opponents argue that the new schools will drain education resources and criticize the potential involvement of for-profit companies in certain school operations. Charter schools are publicly funded but have freedom from some of the regulations placed on other public schools. Alabama is one of only 8 states in the country that don't currently allow public charter schools. There's not a clear timetable in place yet for the implementation of the law. A new report card is in for states across the country when it comes to welfare reform, and it says Alabama failed. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
The Heartland Institute's 2015 Welfare Reform Report Card gave the Yellowhammer State an F for its policy. The study grades 5 policies key to the goal of welfare. They are work requirements, temporary cash payments for the poor, how long it takes to get things done, and penalties when they're not. While they received a perfect score in the work requirements, Alabama received a 0 in cash diversion and 40 out of 100 in sanctions. The state earned a C in service integration and a D in time limits. The study is part of a reform measure signed by former President Bill Clinton in 1996. The goal is to end the national entitlement to welfare for families with dependent children. Only Georgia, Massachusetts, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont received worse scores than Alabama. Mackenzie Bates, APR News.
A brand new festival honoring veterans gets underway today in Mobile. The first annual Arrow Fest will be combining several previously existing events into one major festival. The Arts Alive event and L.A. Gumbo Festival will be joining Arrow Fest, along with music and televised mixed martial arts bouts. Dave Glassman is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marines and the president of Arrow Fest. He says that along with all the festivities, there will be some opportunities to help veterans.
An expo that will have an education and career fair, as well as invitation to many of the state-of-the-art technology companies across the country coming in and demonstrating adaptive sporting equipment and mobility devices that they are bringing and offering really exceptional opportunities to our veterans.
Glassman says they're expecting around 30,000 people to attend the nonprofit festival. The gates open at 11 both today and tomorrow. 2-day tickets will be required to get in on Saturday. And Senate lawmakers want a new governing board to oversee Alabama's 2-year college system. Senators approved a bill set to create that board on a 27-5 vote yesterday. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. Oversight of the community college system under that bill would be taken away from the elected state school board and put in the hands of a new board appointed by the governor. Now your forecast.
It will be a mild first day of spring today. Temperatures topping out in the 70s. Look for mostly cloudy sky. Small chance for a few passing showers today. Overnight tonight, lows back in the 50s for Saturday. Highs in the low 70s. A good chance for rain will arrive Saturday night and on Sunday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.